I'm a little bit shy, I've got to confess to you. A Canadian guy who's got a whole mess to do before I die. I'd like to try and scale the heights. I know it's a lot to request of you. It's true that I've got, yes, somewhat less for you than others you see who share a marquee, their names in lights. But if you'll bear with me, I think that you'll agree. There's no reason on earth why I couldn't be a big time unknown, no name Canadian star. As far as you know, I could be the greatest by far. I may look familiar, it's true. And as long as you say who, I'll know I just might have broken through and write my memoir about a big time unknown, no name Canadian star. You wouldn't know me if I whacked you with a crowbar. You might get to know my voice or revere me like President's Choice. I'll know then that it's time to rejoice and light a cigar. And when you really make it big in this beautiful nation, you're never ever subject to a public fixation. I could be the toast to Stratford and you'd never recognize me, or play a villain on the CBC, you never would despise me. No fear of all those labels, I played Anne of Green Gables. Just don't upsize me beyond a big time unknown, no name Canadian star. When I'm on Mike Bullard, I know it'll be bizarre. He'll look at me and wham, he'll have no clue who I am. And I'll know I'll have hit a grand slam and raised the bar. For I'll be going through the ceiling, from anonymity I'll be reeling. I'll say it once more with feeling, with my repertoire. I could be the hippest, obscurest, big-time, no-name house brand Canadian star.